Now let me start with my speech. Dear Toastmasters of Harrow, thank you for having me here. And I'm talking about a subject that has become a little bit popular through the Panama Papers. I first had the title Criminal Minds, but then I turned it into business. So let me give you just an example of a criminal business. You may have heard about the term parcel agent. A parcel agent is hired by a criminal boss who sets up his company for the main purpose to commit a crime. And this boss acts from an offshore position so as to stay anonymous. And he has a parcel agent to buy goods with providers or whatever to buy goods on paying directly. So some other agent comes by, takes the goods to a faraway place to resell it for the same price. So what's the sense of this? The sense is to build a reputation, and in the end, the parcel agent buys goods on invoice because he has that reputation now. The other agent comes by, picks the good up, and brings them somewhere far away. And after a while, the reminder to pay up comes from the provider, and our parcel agent finds out now that he neither has the money to pay, nor does he know his boss, nor has or all the connections he had have been cut. So, and the boss has gone away with that money, and from that offshore position, one day he comes back and invests this money into bigger companies, into shares. So the next sort of company wasn't set up with the intent of any criminal doing. The next is the haulier. The haulier is always under pressure because of the fierce competition in his field, and the drivers are encouraged, and this is beyond the law, I would put it. The drivers are encouraged to drive at the speed limits with the risk of overstepping, and they quite often overstep. And the boss tells them that he'll take over the fines, and that's against the law, but you can't prove it. If he doesn't do so, he'll lose out in terms of business because his prices will be too high compared to the competition. So he has no option but to act this way. And in the end, all this criminal money shows up on the stock exchange and on the property market. On the property market, prices are getting higher and higher, too high for young families to achieve the first step of the property level. And the stock exchange is some institution of rehabilitation because all the criminal money comes back from the offshore positions, and these former criminals become valuable members of society. Now, what does this mean for us? This money makes a slight shift in opinion in these groups. Now, use your mathematical imagination. If only 1% of criminal money shows up on the stock exchange every year, what does this mean in 10 years' time, or in 20 years' time, or in 20 years' time? Was going on, but I think it's that's a tangible effect now, and even the big companies like VW act criminally within the management under the criminal profit expectations of the shareholders, set targets, set technical targets that are unachievable with the given resources, the given time, and so on. And the experts have no option but to cut corners. And I'm talking about the VW Soot, former the VW Diesel. And in this company, nobody can be found who is to blame, who takes the blame. The management makes off, quits their job, in a reshuffle, restructure. So it's hard to find out any person who did anything wrong. And on the other hand, you cannot put a company into prison. So my recommendation is, whenever you want to commit a crime, set up a company from an offshore position, have your employees commit a crime in a sophisticated way, so nobody can take the blame in the end. Okay, thank you.
And commendations for Torsten. Really interesting and coincidentally, we've heard four speeches today, all factual, all based on presented facts. We've had a call to action. So what is an informative, what is the European Union? How to set up a criminal business and get away with it. And laughter being the best medicine. So it's unusual to have four very similar. Yeah, so the call to action at the beginning for the female genital mutilation. So it's unusual to have four coincidentally the same. And they've all been so different and so differently presented. And it's wonderful to see. So now comes a time where you can make up your mind just based on what you've seen and heard, what you thought of each of the speeches, by voting for who you think is the best speaker. If you look at you should have one of these on your seat. And if you look at the bottom, there are three pieces you can tear off. The one in the middle says ballot for best speaker. If you just put down who you thought was the best speaker tonight. Somebody will come around and collect it. Yes. Marshall will come around.